Good evening, Patriots. It's a wonderful Saturday evening. It has been, actually. It's been a great Saturday. Been a nice, I don't know about you, but we've had a beautiful day here. Time to get stuff in the ground in your garden. It's important. Probably more important than I think most realize. But it's something that, it's not just an importance of resetting our place in this world and taking back control, but it's, we're dealing with a deep state that will do anything to control the world, even as they lose control of the world. And they'll do anything to destroy the world if they can't have it. There's no accident that Bill Gates has acquired something like 1 million acres in Arizona, and he's been sucking up land left and right. So, I'm going to start with a couple announcements that are kind of big, and I'll keep pushing them through the weekend, but it's some pretty cool stuff. So, our Spiff Galactic Commander is going to be restarting and taking over the Spiff Report. I'm super excited about this. He's built an amazing team of researchers, and he's going to be the new voice of the Spiff Report, and that's going to start a week from Tuesday. So the retooling is in process right now, getting everybody equipped with the right stuff they need, and he's going to kick it off a week from Tuesday as it sits right now, give or take a day or two. It's going to be, as we discussed today, and so just be aware, it's going to be twice a week. That's the plan initially, and I'm sure that, and we'll get more formal schedule, but that works with his schedule, and I think it's going to be outstanding. I think you're going to find one of the best news reports on the web. This is about, and I need to say this because I've had a lot of people ask me, like, you know, when are you coming back? There comes a point when this is getting big, and, you know, we're in 120 countries. We have almost 8 million downloads right now. It's growing, and it's not just me. It has to start being a bigger voice out here for everybody to hear, and there's amazing talents out here in there each way, and that's part of me as well, honoring the gifts and talents that God gives other people. So I'm blessed with all that has happened for this podcast, but I see this as something much bigger, and I will credit God for that vision, because it's something that needs to grow not just as a podcast, but as a channel, and it's something bigger, to where there's many programs under that. And that will happen over time, to where we start to bring in new voices and it starts to provide its own tapestry of truth and knowledge and faith. Those are important things. So it's important. And I'm extremely comfortable with the handoff. I mean, more than that, I'm excited about it. It's not like, oh, I have to think about it. I'm telling you, it's just like the perfect transition point. So it's really exciting about that. So that's going to start tentatively a week from Tuesday. And I'll keep you updated on that. And I don't think there's anybody out here that won't have a good time. And we need to, and I mean this, I need to get everybody over there to support that. It's going to be on the same Bart's channel. It's going to be just a show with a different voice. I need everybody there. Because like all things, when you start something new, just like when I started this whole podcast almost 2 years ago, it takes some time to get into the groove. But, you know, our Spiff Commander and his amazing team of researchers are just awesome. And I trust that our mods will sort out the dirt bags and crush them. That's what I know. So we're a good team. We love them. Tomorrow night, Expedition Cafe is not going to be Expedition Cafe. It's going to be Bard's FM. And I'm putting Expedition Cafe on hold just a little bit right now. It's coming back. Don't worry. Don't panic. But the reason is we've got so many important interviews right now at this very important time that I'm wanting to keep that voice of interviews going. Tomorrow is Dr. Carrie Madej. She's amazing and a deep Christian and an amazing mind in the medical field. She's been on the front line of being vocal about this transhumanism and vax thing, and so I've had an amazing interview with her. That's going to be tomorrow night. So I'm super excited about that. And I think you'll enjoy it. As planned right now, Monday, I think it's going to be an interview with, it's going to be a discussion that Jim Pugh and I have. Looking forward to that. Tuesday, I think it's going to be either Jim Pugh or one other, but as planned for Tuesday, it will be Juan O'Savin on Tuesday. And then Wednesday will be Jim Pugh and I again. And then there's others lining up for next week. I think you'll be pretty impressed. We're really trying to push these interviews out there of some amazing voices at a very critical time. And it's really powerful. So it's really good to have that. And then, of course, Bard's Fest. So Bard's Fest is going to be in St. Louis. And all those dates, specific dates and locations, we already have the location, but I just have to get everything firmed before I start throwing the fanfare out beyond that. But it'll be in St. Louis. We're going to be looking at the end of August. Preferably, it'll be the last weekend of August. It's planning on being a 3.5-day event. So it's going to be a Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we are getting some amazing people lining up right now. I mean, when you see the lineup, when this finally comes out, I think you'll just be amazed. It's amazing minds, amazing pastors who have stood up to the deep state, people you don't even know that have been courageous on the front lines, some you do know. And I think it's just going to be real great. Oh, also next week, I forgot to tell you, Joe Flynn's coming on next week. I haven't had him on for months, and he's coming on, and we're going to have a great discussion about some stuff that's going on in his life. So that's another one next week. But anyway, back to Bard's Fest. We just have some great people coming on board, and the venue that we have for Bard's Fest is 50,000 people. It can handle 50,000 people. And so that's going to be amazing. And then on top of it, we're planning on doing an online venue, and obviously on a number of levels. So we're coordinating that, and we've had some, that will all be part of it. So just consider this, that the Freedom Fest that's going on in Tulsa had 5,000 people in attendance and 500,000 people online. Now, I want you to imagine what we can do with Bard's Fest between now and prepping now to the end of August. I would hope that we can break the internet. I mean it. I mean, we're going to have, and Mike Lindell, you heard him say it the other night, if he can work it in his schedule, he's going to be there. Dr. Tenpenny is going to be there. We're going to have Tony Wood, who's an amazing pastor in Southern California, who's been standing up to Gavin Newsom. He's going to be there. I've got another great pastor from Southern Georgia by the name of Travis Graham. He said he'll try to be there. We're hoping to get Greg Locke, if you know him. He's another great pastor. We're hoping to get him there. I'm hoping, Joe said he might. I'm hoping to get Joe Flynn there. He said he would come if he can. So a lot of great people are coming to the Bard's Fest. And I'm excited because we're looking at this as an American revival, nationwide, an American revival. Just some powerful, powerful voices that are coming in and are going to be swinging hard. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be about America, and it's going to be about love of God. Just that simple, you know. And, oh, I have to add that other part, throat stomping the deep state, like hardcore throat stomping the deep state. So exciting times, a lot of things ahead. So that also leads me to the last thing. I know a lot of you are involved in the rooms that we have set up on Telegram and other places. There's going to be a bigger push towards getting the rooms focused in on the two main areas going into the next, which will carry us for the next few years. One is county by county, and one is this in the next months, it will be Bard's Fest. So just be aware of that. You may see a little more emphasis on that in the discussions and a guidance in that. That's where we want it to be. We're trying to use the rooms now to really educate people and to empower them and really to stay away from drama. The thing that I have to say here, and I'm going to say this a lot this coming week, everybody that's part of Bard's FM, and I'm having to look at this as well. We have to realize something. Whether you realize it or not, Bard's FM, when it's being viewed by, you know, 120 countries, there's a lot of people that are watching and listening to this or listening to this podcast. And our presence online is our presence of representation of what Bard's FM is. Now, even though, you know, Bard's FM is, you know, by definition, it's a brand name and it's copyrighted and getting copyrighted, all that, whatever. Here's the deal. Bards FM is about a movement, and it's about who we are as Christians, as who we are as lovers of our country, as patriots. So how we perform online is also a representation of how we are in the world. So it's very important that we keep the values of God and God's laws active in all that we do and lead that way in all things. So that's a hard thing to do sometimes online, I know. That's one of the reasons I hardly engage at all anymore in social media. I know some people have asked me to get over on Telegram and be part of this. And Patriots, I'm just telling you, I just don't have the time right now. There's so many other things going on between what we're doing in Bards, the Bards FM, the Bards Fest, the new book that I'm working on, and there's just so many things that I'm, you know, that we have a very good group of mods and leaders over there and team leaders that are leading that, and I trust in them very much. And it's very important that we just keep that focus. So there's a lot happening, and it's where I'm putting my priority, where God's leading me, and part of this is growing into a beautiful network of influence and leadership, and with that, a beautiful community of God. We have to realize that in this point in time, a lot of where we are going is not about fixing the deep state, but it's also about, it is really about breaking from the deep state and building an emerging community, an emerging world with God as its center. And so in doing that, we have to walk and live that life that we want. You know, Andrew Toba, I think I got that right, the Gab CEO, I mean, he's talking about it a lot these days. It's about building the alternate Christian world, the alternate Christian community. We have to do that. Torba, excuse me, thanks, Jonah, appreciate it. So we have to build that alternate world, and he's speaking a lot about it, breaking from the deep state, building our alternate economies, building our alternate vision of how we want, and I completely support that. And at the center of County by County is this vision. And what I want to share with you, it's very important, is we talk a little bit about county by county, and I haven't talked tremendously about it lately, but there is so much going on that will come to the surface here in the near future with county by county. But I literally am spending probably 8 hours a day in one fashion or another working on the county by county model. It is catching a lot of fire and a lot of interest from people in many different domains of the world. And we're bringing together a network of people that will, it's stunning how much talent and influence these people have that are on board with this vision. So everyone here in the Bards family is part of that. You're at the center of that. You're part of the influence of that. So hold that very proud. I know sometimes it seems like it's same old, it's not. The world is changing. Now, I wrote this to somebody today, and I really want you to hear this, because this is truly, I'm going to tell you that this came, I'm just going to say it, it's just, it was inspired, and I can only say it was inspired through prayer, so you can translate that however you want. I'm always cautious, always will ever be cautious to say that God gives me these words, even though I'm sure he does, but I'm not trying to sound like a prophet, so this is where I'm careful. So I'll just simply say that this came from prayer today, and this is what I wrote. The flood is beginning. God's flood. It is not of water, but of his gift of prosperity for the many that have been faithful, inverting the world to remove those in power and give blessing back to his children. It is going to take the strongest to lead and survive this. The enemy knows it is coming. They know they cannot stop it, but they also know they have control of the narrative over many people's minds. To me, those words sum up how I feel, what I see, and what I believe. And it is truly a flood, but we've too often look at flood as, and say like flood or earthquakes as physical things. God works in many different ways, and also God works in many metaphors, as we know through Scripture. So where I truly believe is we are on the cusp of a true flood, but unlike anything we've ever imagined. A flood that is coming that will reinvigorate the power of God's children, the faithful, and he will empower them with a prosperity that you've never imagined. I truly believe this. And as this flood comes in, and it will come, and we have to be ready to be good stewards of that flood. And I truly mean this. We have to break from our greed. We have to break from our selfishness. We have to really live by the principle of gifting and building God's world. We have to leave the desires of materialism that draw us in to buy the things and garbage that they want us to buy to keep that mechanism of the deep state going. We have to reach into the patriots and the believers that are building new economies. Even if we have to do less, we have to constantly push into that world to build out that strength so we can bring up a new economy, almost within the walls of the old, but that it will be so powerful, it will be blessed by God, that as we come up, we will tear down those walls. And there again, what does that sound like? That is truly the metaphor of Jericho. Jericho rising. I just gave it away. I gave away the title of the book. What do you know? Jericho rising. Now you know. Here you go. Jericho rising. Slip that one out there real quick. Whoops. That's okay. You got a sneak peek. You'll love it. So anyway, it's Jericho rising. And why is that? So, because within the walls of evil, God's power rises up by empowering and giving prosperity to his children. And as we rise up, literally, we slay the evil. We slay everything within the evil's grasp as we free the many and slay the evil, and the walls come tumbling down. It's an inversion, but that's in the world we live. It is an inversion of Jericho, because Jericho, if you remember, is, as we know the story, and remember, you know the story, we're on the outside of the walls as they're walking, right? As Joshua's leading his army, he's blowing the shofar from outside, but now we're blowing the shofar from within. And as we rise up within, and as we take hold of the means of production, as we take hold of the supply chains, as we rebuild the economy within God's name and God's blessing, we blow the shofar within, and truly the walls collapse around us, and the evil falls. It cannot stand us. This is the world we are now in. And I truly believe this, patriots, but it's going to be up to us, and it's going to be up to our strength and our loyalty to God, our faith in God. We cannot waver, and we cannot be deceived, or we cannot be pulled off of this path in such a way that we start to act in ways less than God. And that includes how we perform on social media. Everything in our world we're accountable for, and everything in our world we represent God and Christ in our heart. And that means that we have to be in all things, we have to be Christ-like. That also includes flipping tables. And I've said this recently. Being Christ-like is not being Gumby. You don't get to pee a piece of Play-Doh and wrap around a pole 15 times to compromise with the world. Being Christ-like is being strong and powerful and having strength in the knowledge of what you believe in and what God provides you and the strength that God gives us on that rock of belief. But it also means that we have compassion. Here's something to think about. There are many people making a choice. We cannot control what they do. We can provide them with truth. We can provide them with crumbs. We can offer them a perspective to consider, and yet many people are so consumed by this irrational fear that they're going to choose to take an injection which threatens their entire being. And it's much darker than the more that the doctors learn about this and they reveal this agenda is so dark, it's insidious. There is a, which I'll get to in a minute. I'm going to continue down this path. I'll come back to that in a minute. But here's what we have to remember. Is that as we bring God into this world and we revive the soul of this world through God, God can heal all. We can't. Not ourselves. Well, actually we can, with the true force and beauty of who we are, in our true sense of being who we are, we can heal it. But as we awaken to our true sense of who we are, but in the end, it's God. It's not us, because God works through us, because we're part of God. Everything can be healed. But it's going to take a remnant that's inflexible on their position with God, a remnant that stands boldly in the face of evil, a remnant that ends up rising up above evil and takes this world back to then lead those that have misguided, been misguided or chosen poorly to offer them a way back to truly heal. And they will be healed as long as we stand on the rock of God. The world that we live in right now is building an amazing trap. And it's an insidious trap. And it kind of, as I'm looking at it, it works something like this. People, we are in a sense, very much as Tesla said, and our true sense of who we are frequency, vibration, and energy. That is what God has gifted us, and we are living within a physical shell. Over the many centuries, the truth of who we are has been kept away from us. Within us is the power of our DNA and our blood, which we know that they worship, they try to suck away from us, and that they try to destroy us with. This world that they're doing right now is so incredible what they have accomplished. And I have to give the deep state credit because it's one of the most evil plans one could ever devise. And at the core of what they're doing is they are modifying our DNA, which in the process of modifying our DNA, they are changing frequencies. This is really important to grasp. And I've been doing a lot of study on this lately, and it's nightmarish, really, if you think about it. Our soul body has a frequency that aligns with God, and that frequency aligns as well with our physical body, which God has given us. But what they're doing is they're torquing, changing the DNA within the physical body. And there's evidence now medically starting to show up that what I'm saying is actually happening. There is a separation happening between the spiritual and the physical. And in so doing, they're catching people in a trap of fear, which is the lowest level of existence, and keeping their spirit and their body at odds. This is truly evil. And so it's a trap. I don't know how you get out of that trap. I'm not going to worry about it because I'm not going to go in that trap. But that is a trap that people are walking into, all the while being promised to that it will solve everything, when in fact it's trapping them physical and the spiritual entity, because it's a disconnect. It's not unified. And it keeps people in a perpetual state of fear. It's like having two ends that don't quite meet. There's always an abrasion. And in doing so, it's driving that fear component constantly, because it can't be the unified force that can stand up to fear. What we know is God has told us something profound, and that is have no fear. And this is why it's so important. Part of the reason of that is when we live in faith, there can be no fear. We're unified with God. God has no fear. But there's other things that are extremely profound. Christ taught us quantum physics, and most people don't even realize it. He gave us the most important understanding of quantum physics. And this is where faith and science, true science, not the goofball science religion that most of our medical profession believes in. This is true science. This is where faith and science unite in a beautiful way. Christ said, paraphrasing, the faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain from here to there. Okay. It sounds profound. It sounds almost like magic. Like if I imagine something, it can happen. But it is true. Why? Because in quantum physics, all matter exists simultaneously. All states of matter exist simultaneously. So all possibilities exist simultaneously. When we are truly aligned with our true frequency, energy, and vibration, in alignment with God, truly pure within that space, absolutely no fear, totally in alignment with God, we can select the realities in which we want to live. It is truly a blessing. You can imagine prosperity for all, and if we were all there, we would all shift to prosperity for all. It's that powerful. Nothing is impossible. Through the blessing of God and through the unified unity with Him, all things are possible. What the deep state is effectively doing is they're creating a fear mechanism, which is locking people into a reality that the deep state wants, which is a reality based on scarcity and fear, anger, friction, all those negative things, pain, and they're locking it in. It looks like they're locking that state in by creating a discord between the spirit and soul entity with the physical entity by modifying the DNA. Okay? Now, I can't prove this, but I can tell you that there's medical evidence right now of people literally going into a state of a living coma following the shots where the physical body cannot move and the spiritual body is conscious. And that isn't just one or two cases. It's happening all over the world. Where we are right now is a point where we must continue to build our unity with God, continue to build our strength in our frequency of our vibration and our energy, because it's our frequency comes through prayer. Our vibration through prayer unifies us with God. And as we unify through frequency prayer, our vibration with God, we achieve the ultimate energy, which is our connection in God himself. It's incredible. Now, I'm going to throw one at you because this is where I love this the way this is just some epiphanies I was having today, and I'm just sharing them. What happened in the garden? We broke out of that unity of frequency, vibration, and energy. We broke out from it. So through the acts of Adam and Eve, that was a discord, and so we've wandered. Now enter Christ. Christ comes in, he teaches, and now there is a sacrifice that happens. And in so doing, we all embed a piece of Christ within our heart. And what is said, through Christ we return to the Father. Only through Christ. Why? Because it is through our belief in Christ that we realign our true sense, our true foundation of frequency, vibration, and energy. And in through that, we can reconnect with Father, with the Father, God. And in that place, all things are possible. Our faith reignites. It is through prayer that we do so. And in so doing, literally, we can move a mountain from here to there. As we build up the true awakening of who we are, there is absolutely no limit to what we can do in this world. So as we look at a deep state that is massive and its tendrils are everywhere, there's some interesting things that are going on, crazy things going on. The deep state's lashing out. It's like a multi-headed hydra lashing out and trying to bite and kill and all these things. And we're continuing to walk more closely with God. There's nothing they can do to stop that. Each thing we build is blessed. Each mountain we build becomes an empire. And each or a skyscraper, and each skyscraper we build becomes another skyscraper that they can't touch. And so within their walls of control, we are rising up into the point where we are breaking the control of their matrix from within. And as I said, the walls come tumbling down, all blessed through God. We're not fixing. We're remaking. We're not trying to correct. We're rebuilding from scratch, and we're redoing it on the rock in God, on the blessings that God has given us, and the grace and power that Christ has embedded within us. That's a powerful place for us all to be. And as we hold on to that, as we truly hold on to that, we are going to reshape this world. No fear, only beauty, love, an accomplishment in the greatest things that we can possibly achieve with whatever we desire of greatness through God himself. So this is not a time to cower. This is a time to be emboldened. This is a time to be grateful for all that God has given us. This is a time to love more than you've ever loved. This is a time to be humble in front of others. You know, it's one of these things, and I experienced it today because this is one of my own challenges. When I run into people with masks, I really want to just scream from the top of my lungs, you're an idiot. I'm just saying it. Just have to say it, being honest. I mean, I'm out here. I'm like, yeah, you're an idiot. But at the same time, they are making a choice. It's a choice that is not mine to make for them. They are using their free will to make a choice. What I can do in this world, and I'm openly candid, this is one of my little challenges here, to be temperate in the eyes, in the sea of masked, oh, Lord bless me when I say this, masked lunacy. I want to say so many other things. So we are walking in this sea of sheeple. And here we are out here, and it's a sea of sheeple, and we're seeing them out here, and you just want to go up and take those masks and rip them off their face. But here's the thing. When we walk with God, our presence of how we are in that place, our joy in our heart, our confidence of how we walk, itself is a force well beyond any words or actions that we could take. Our contentment within him, knowing that we are part of the revival of a new world, that we are the strength of the new world to walk solidly on the rocks which he's given us, the foundations which he's blessed us with, Christ in our heart, which is unlimited potential. Let us just walk with that confidence. Let us be gracious to those and smile at those that have masks. I'm not telling you I can do it well. I'm telling you I can say the words. It doesn't mean I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, God, I got this. You know I don't do well at it. And he's probably going, yeah, I know. You're not doing well, but I'll kick you in the butt and make you do well. And he will. Because there's so many times I just want to go, yeah, you're wearing a mask? You're an idiot. I want to say that. Do I ever? But it's their choice. We have the strength in God to rebuild this world through his grace, through his blessings, through the many sacrifices that have made for us. And right now, that blessing is about ready to break. I don't know how it's going to come. I don't know when it's going to come, but I can tell you, I can feel it in every bone of my body. It is going to be a blessing of unprecedented proportion. God is going to take back this world through his children, and his children will lead the rest to a prosperity never imagined. He's going to invert this world. It's going to be profound. It's going to be a world, literally, and I'm openly saying this because this is what I believe. It is going to be a world where those that have been rich and greedy and have been powerful are going to be flipped, and the wealth and the prosperity will be given to the many, and those that used to be in power and have everything will have nothing, and they will only survive by the grace of us who choose to help them in the name of God Almighty. That would be a type of win I would imagine God would achieve, because it's only then that everyone is properly handled, that all truth is presented before all, and he knows the hearts of his children to know that we will walk with him and work appropriately to humble the many that thought that they were in control of this world, to remind the many that they must now bow before him. And that in the process, the world is remade in his image, in his intent, with his laws, and those that once ruled over it with the greed and the destruction of trying to destroy his children must now witness the healing of this world, the grace and love that we share with one another, and they must depend upon us with our grace to survive. That's my vision of what I think, patriots, just sharing it, whatever it's worth. But I think that there is something to it. I'm confident enough to share it to you that I think what's ahead is going to be profound. And it's going to take all of us to keep in prayer, to be humbled by all that God has given, to be gracious to all that are around us, to love our neighbors as we want to be loved, to give aid to those that need aid, to truly do that, not just in word, but in action, to give voice and protection to those that have none, to walk without any fear, to respect each other truly, and in all things have true faith in God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. I like it. Sounds like the lottery to me, and I'll take it. So let's give him the smackdown God's way. We got nothing to lose. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this blessed time in which we are here. We thank you for the many patriots that are unifying through prayer to feel our strength and through you to reclaim the true nature and true sense of who we are. We increasingly understand the gifts that you've given us, and we have so much to learn, Lord. And we open our hearts to be gifted with that understanding of what our potential is, our true potential within this world where everything is trying to shape to make us doubt, to make us hate, to make us suffer pain. And yet we know, Lord, that through you all things are possible, that all things are limitless in what we want to achieve. We just ask, Lord, for the eyes to see and ears to hear, for each of us to feel that spark of glory that's within us, to awaken that power within the blessing of Christ that's within each of our hearts, to stand boldly in this face of evil, to ignore the words and nonsense of this world, to rely solely on your truths that you present before us, and to relearn to hear you, to see those things before us as what they are, the blessings to walk before us, and to truly take this world back in your name, in our Savior's name, in Christ's holy name, in the words, in God we trust, to make them part of everything that we do. And in that process, return the power back to the people, your children. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. What an amazing time we live. So it's just kind of a final wrap up for the evening. You know that I've done a film which is not currently available. It will be available on the new website, and there's another film coming hopefully by the end of the year. But I'm going to share something with you. I, as a person who's done documentaries and looking at the current state of documentaries, I've pretty much determined that most documentaries that are out there by the deep state are all fiction, and that what we would call fiction is actually truth. So I've identified what I would call four of Bard's documentaries to understand the world as it is, and I think it'll help you if you take time to watch them and appreciate how much truth there is within these. So the first one would be It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, done in 1963 by Stanley Kramer. You just have to watch it to appreciate the insanity. The next one is Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. I think that's one of the other great documentaries of our time. Another one is The Day the Earth Stood Still, the 2008 version by Scott Derrickson from the 1940 classic sci-fi book, Farewell to the Masters. And the final one, which I think really speaks more truth than anything we could possibly watch right now, is Blazing Saddles by Mel Brooks, especially the campfire scene when everybody's eating beans. I think that just kind of sums up everything that we are dealing with right now. So that's Bard's four documentaries to understand the world as it is. If you take that time to watch those over the next few days, I think that you'll have such enlightenment. You'll sit back and realize that truly the truth has been there the whole time. It's just been hidden. And now you can see it with open eyes, embrace the truth, eat a can of beans, and be free. That would be my suggestion for the night. All right, Patriots, it's been a blessed time. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into this fight. Above all, keep your prayers focused on the achievements that you want to do with your gifts and talents. Let God know what you need. Visualize. Don't be selfish. Visualize what you want to do for the world. Share that love and that vision with God. And let him know, because it's through that that God can provide you with the tools and the blessings you need to carry this on to a new level. It is truly a blessed time, and God is on the move like never before. Have no doubt about that. This isn't about accumulating for us. It's about sharing a blessing outward in an amazing way to free us from the financial slavery, to bring prosperity to God's children, and in so doing, as those children rise up, to carry the rest of the world up to a new beginning. That's where we are. Remember, God will never forsake us. He will never leave us. He needs to hear from us. As we humble ourselves before him, we also need to share with him what we need. That's part of that beautiful relationship we have with God. And God will always win. But there's a good reason that God didn't animate a rock to do what we're doing. There's a good reason that God has stayed with us and trusts in us, because he knows that as part of him, we are what he needs to truly accomplish the beauty in this world. It's not about one, it's about the many. And it's through us that God works to build his kingdom and reclaim his kingdom and reset his name, his holy name, in Christ's name on this earth. So I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific time, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, good night, thank you, and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. Sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith. When your soul answers calls far away, something to find. We always come back to what we know. Keep it close on the cold days, darling. Counting all the ways where you are a safe place to hide from the rain.